From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from two artists whose work is now on display as part of the Walking the Line exhibit at the Contemporary Arts Center. William Butler and Preston Jackson join us to tell us more about this special exhibit, as well as the 25th anniversary that marks the first exhibit that took place at the Contemporary Arts Center. Preston and William, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
So, 25 years. You both have been working together for 25 years now at the Contemporary Arts Center. And I understand this is the first time that you have exhibited together in an exhibit. Preston, mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we have a studio in the same building. And I'm walking through constantly looking at what's going on, you know, and see what type of artists we're doing and what level and so forth. And I admired his consistency of working a series, a closed series, but every line, every bit of color, shape, and all of this stuff was consistent. Very serious artist right here in the heart of Illinois, in Peoria, Illinois. And I said, wow, this guy's work is really, really something. I better ask him to allow me to exhibit with him, and together we can come up with something hip.
I love the name that you chose, Walking the Line, because you bring up a very interesting concept in the world of arts. You talk about this very sensitive space between abstract happenstance. Can you unpack that a little bit more for us? Preston, let's start with you.
Well, the title, Walk the Line, we both discussed, you know, what the show should be called. And actually, it's rather a rebellious kind of outsider thing that we both had in mind, you know. No one likes to be pigeonholed or placed where, you know, you view the expected. We wanted to deal with the unexpected and give the viewers a chance to enter their interpretations of what we're doing. And we felt that nothing should be pinned down or nothing should stay within the parameters of a particular rule of painting, whether it's how to paint, technique of painting, or subject matter. So we sort of left it up in the air, so to speak, whereas the viewer looks at an object and gives his own interpretation, but feel the impact of what the artist had in mind of stating something. You know, it's like not a smiley, happy type of imagery that we're projecting here, if imagery at all. You know, we've taken the positive area of the painting and shattered the canvas with things that are possible, formed by the minds of the observer. You know, I know that's a lot of artsy-fartsy talk, but there's definitely something in my statement that you can grab hold. And I think we both felt the same thing. That's the magic of having a dual show.
So, William, there was a piece, for instance, two pieces. You created a piece, Harbinger of Change, which I was just initially very, very taken in by the amount of experiences that I felt like that encompassed from this time in society. Can you just talk us through a little bit about what your process was like creating that piece?
Well, Ms. Preston was alluding to when an artist makes a work, oftentimes they're creating their own world. And so I had certain parameters that I was expressing that I've been following for a while in my work, and one of those was something I've been doing for a long time is doodling. So initially I would just start out and doodle mindlessly some kind of little drawings, but this one came out, and then as I made it really large, it's about 6 foot wide now, I started to see a figure in it, and I started to realize that that figure seemed to be riding something. So I added reins to its sort of hand, and so then I started thinking about this rider and where's he going, what's he up to, and I thought maybe he was giving a message to us from the future. As I just thought about it, as I was working on it for months, you think about, well, what does this mean to me? And of course, it was during the COVID time too, and he seems to be kind of grim but also wearing an astronaut's helmet, so it seems like he's going back in time to tell us that everything is going to change. And it did. It has.
Could I step back a little bit and add a comment on what William just said?
Yes.
You know, he mentioned doodling. You know, when you draw small on a piece of paper, a discarded piece of paper, and you draw something very quickly and very small, the scale of the drawing offers a direct brain to paper. See, if it were very larger, then the movement itself of the body and the surroundings and whether someone else is seeing it interferes. So when you do something very small, very quickly, that's purity. You know, that's purity in the statement itself, because it's like it's shielded from a lot of other bullish that will creep in and distort what the person is saying. So that was a very profound statement that he made. And then when he expands and increases the scale of the piece, then it becomes a part of the public. But those little doodling sketches are very powerful. It's like the core of the apple. That's where the growth takes place. Now, on my particular piece, especially the apple trees, these are from memories. Like we would wake up early in the morning and we'd go down and we would raid Mrs. Barnett's apple tree. It had to be in the morning while the dew is still on the plants themselves. And we see these large specks of yellow apples, full and ripe, you know, out of their environment, which is, you know, in the high up in the tree, you know. We've been looking at them for days. The next morning, we see them on the ground. That was like a little opera, a drama, you know, that played within our minds. We're talking about children, what happened with children. And that's never recorded. It's just lucky that the artist has the ability to expand on and recall these things from their subconscious.
That's a good point you said about purity, Breston, because I think the same way when you're doing a doodle, it also is shielded from time because you do it so quickly that you're capturing a moment of your own brain spilling out. And but then sometimes, mm-hmm. like you're saying, it also is connected to some memory from way long ago that also spills out in the paintings. That's really interesting.
That was William Butler and Preston Jackson telling us more about their work featured in the exhibit Walking the Line on display at the Contemporary Art Center now through October 23rd. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.